boy, oh boy.
Yep.
We are back with another boy, in the old boy inside.
Mm-hmm. Another one of these.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I think I'm a little froggy sounding today. Had just a crazy weekend.
You're looking clear to me, though.
Do I?
Crystal queer. I mean, clear.
Oh.
Sorry. That was so dumb. That was the dumbest
come
thing.
Come on, man.
Already a minute in? Fucking dumb.
Already a gay joke.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure everybody's pretty used to that now.
Yeah.
It's
okay, myself.
Yeah. So I just spent a weekend in Michigan for a wedding.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Yeah, it was great, man. I went in, it was... You know, it was pretty much just all wedding stuff. I tried to fit in hanging out with, I think, far too many people and drank a lot. And so a lot of fuzzy memories, but happy fuzzy. Wedding went smoothly. They let me, you know, write out the ceremony and everything. And it was weird.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. There was a... Yeah, it was very... It was strange.
You've done it before, though.
Yeah, I did it once before.
Yeah. Well, you got ordained.
Yeah.
So you brought this on yourself.
I did bring it on myself, but I mean, so it was Katie Ullman and Nick Papaleo, and
what a name.
They, Papaleo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's Hawaiian.
I said Papaleo once on accident. He was like, that's not happening.
He almost fucking killed you.
That's not happening at my wedding. I was like, all right, I'm sorry. But then apparently I did it pretty well once we got into it. But so they hit me up and... asked me if I would do it, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. I got really nervous at my sister's, and it just gave me a lot more anxiety than I thought it would. And it feels a lot different than going up and like doing stand up.
Yeah, because you're like, like you're not supposed to be funny.
No,
you're not.
And so it feels weird, and the audience kind of feels weird too. There's a vibe, and I was like, okay, so I felt nervous for my sister's, but like a chunk of that crowd. Mm-hmm. Either knew me already or at least knew like, oh, that's Nicole's brother. He's an idiot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That kind of thing. But this one was like, not a lot of people knew me there.
Yeah.
And so they're like, who the fuck is this long-haired retard? Like,
yeah.
And it's making Hanson jokes and shit. Like,
Yeah. Because then like, I don't know. I can't really think of anything like outside of like being in a classroom where I had to like give a speech where I had to be serious.
I fucking hate that.
Because then it's like, no, like the way... We gauge if something's going well is if like through laughter, and it's like, oh, I actually gotta be serious. Like I can't really crack a joke right now. Like I would just be like, I would be more nervous than anything. Like, that would fucking suck. I'd be pulling an Ortega and puking in some bushes. You know?
This one though went surprisingly well. I like
that's good, though. That's
good. I wasn't anxious or nervous at all. Like it felt good. It was really smooth. I had, I think maybe a couple more responsibilities. I was kind of running around making sure shit was running on time with some other people that were working. So I think that might've helped.
Yeah.
And then, it went really smooth and I got some laughs and then there was other parts that I like it. The silence was like, cause I had like a whole thing where I was like goofing around with people and saying like, hey, no one in the audience is like, robots or stand-ins or seat fillers and no one on stages either and blah blah blah. It was better written than that, but it wasn't. it was a little better than that, but just do it to myself.
I like how like we usually consult over like which sound bites and you're like, oh yeah, I added some toilet ones. Oh, this one's 15 seconds long. Oh, shit.
That one went pretty quick. But
the other one's long.
Oh, that was really long. But
it was funny as shit.
It went pretty well, but there was a couple of quiet parts where I like could feel myself getting into the stand-up. Like, come on, guys, you're allowed to laugh. Like, it's okay.
You want to drink it tonight? Just like, to get one of those.
Start doing, like, crowd work and shit like that. Yeah. But
look at this fucking guy's hat. Fuck you, man.
You're just shitting on the audience.
Yeah, just roasting people.
Who's this dumb bitch? She looks half a foot in the grave. And he's like, that's my grandmother. You didn't just see me walk her down the aisle?
Oh,
but
push her down the stairs.
It was cool, man. I had fun, and they really enjoyed it. And I had a bunch of people come up to me at
that's
the
all that matters.
Reception. And we're like, it was weird, but it fit them. And we really enjoyed it. And
that's better. Like, It's like weddings are fucking boring and I hate them. I'd rather go to one where it's like something exciting happens.
Well, especially if you're sitting there and it opens up. And well, because my opening, so like I have a couple of things that I used for my sisters that I used in this one. I have like this bit that I'll probably use for all of them because I just think it's really funny and it's a good way of like fucking with people. And,
yeah.
But
putting people at ease.
Yeah. Like the opening is I say, hello and welcome everyone to another edition of Matrimony. And then, you know, the part of the bride will be played by blah, blah, blah. The part of the groom will be played by. And it just kind of intros like this is going to be weirder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. And then I do another thing that I won't share on the podcast because it's only for people that get to be in the weddings or see the video of it. Yeah. So
put your pencils down, you fucking priest leaves. Ugh.
I know what you're doing out there, you sons of bitches.
Young Pope?
Fuck. God damn it.
I don't know.
Jude Law, you son of a bitch.
I tried to watch that.
Wasn't into it?
It's fucking weird. I don't know, man. Like, I'll probably finish it eventually, but like, I was just like not in the mood for it.
Okay.
It was, like, way fucking artsy and weird.
Doesn't he, like, love Mr. Pibb or something?
He loves Cherry Coke Zero.
Cherry Coke Zero.
Yeah. And it's... Whatever.
It would have been cool if he liked Mr. Pibb.
I got accused of being angry on this podcast before, so I need to tone it down, apparently.
Yeah, sure, okay.
I've been saying this for years. It really what it boils down to is I'm a spectacular actor. And like I'm very in control with my emotions, you know, very in touch with
getting in that pussy hole.
There it is.
Very in touch
there
with that.
No, yeah, I mean I like the pussy hole. Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, it's just, you know, I get passionate about dumb things.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, me too.
Yeah, my emotions are normal, right?
Yeah, I feel like I get angrier than I have opinions.
Oh, me too. Me neither. Yeah, sure. What did you just say? Sorry.
I always had a weird thing where I feel like I don't have enough opinions about things, but I'll get pissed about shit.
Oh, I hear
people
what you're
are
saying.
Like, those are opinions, but I'm like, yeah. I'm pissed about it for like a minute, and then I'm like, oh, I'm over that.
Yeah, I always just form opinions about shit that no one, like, just about, like, movies and shit. Yeah. It's like, who fucking cares? Yeah. Like,
I'm not going to have, like, a debate with somebody about some shit. And I feel like that's when you have, like, solid opinions about something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And even, like,
fight about them.
Yeah. And then, like, all those fights just boil down to the same thing where it's like, no, this is just taste versus, like, me saying this movie isn't good. It's not a fact.
Right, right.
It's just.
That's.
But people can't differentiate that.
Yeah.
And that's why.
And I think that's actually like why I always had a hard time with public speaking outside of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, like, you can come to any one of either one of our shows and you can leave not happy, but you can never say, like, that was wrong.
Yeah.
You can't be like, that was wrong, because you're like, it's fucking subjective. Like, it's not ever wrong, technically. But if I did a speech in class, they'd be like, those facts were wrong.
Yeah,
you're
Oh,
fuck. Like,
I have IBS. It's nothing like a little Dutch boy putting his finger in my asshole. Right. Nothing.
That scientifically wouldn't stop anything.
Well, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. You can't really, like, be wrong. And I think maybe that's why it's a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Back to it, man. I'm a great actor. That's all that matters.
Those keys on that janitor couldn't tell the cops shit. It doesn't matter if they witness a murder.
I love that fucking joke.
I love
so
it
much.
Too.
It's six words. It's so dumb. I love that joke, and it never does as much as well as I want it to. But, you know,
people need to get their dicks right.
That's true, man. All right.
All right. Well,
that was good catching up.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt pretty good.
Yeah.
A little froggy, but How about we get started with a couple of
I learned it by watching you.
I thought that was the pussy hole one.
You could have the pussy, just save me the how.
God damn it. That's gonna be the biggest sound clip now.
Oh, completely. If you get a chance, this is just promoting a movie. If you get a chance to see the movie They Came Together, you look at the fucking... if you just look at the poster, you'll see Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, that could be cute. But it also looks like... I think purposely like
totally,
it's going to be a shitty romantic comedy. And then you find out that David Wayne directed
it. And Michael Showalter and him wrote it.
Yeah, and him and Showalter wrote it. And then you watch it.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. It's like the goofiest shit.
Yes.
The way that the whole backstory is run and everything. And the cast is phenomenal.
Yeah. That's what I love about Stella is like, it's just fucking goofy nonsense. Like, yeah, it's just an hour and a half of just fucking making fun of like the stupid stereotypical like the romantic comedy, but just being fucking goofy with it and getting weird. It's so fucking funny.
Tiny little things that you notice that you didn't notice before. Yeah, like you were telling me about the Paul Rudd thing.
Yeah.
Just going to like put his whole mouth over the wine glass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fantastic movie, man. It's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah. So if you guys ever saw it, the poster, because I know I did. I saw it a couple times before I watched it.
Yeah.
I saw the poster and I was like, this isn't going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like going to be like a sincere comedy. And I was like, really? Like, I like Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd too. Like they're just doing like a fucking like Katherine Heigl like generic
Well, like what was the one with Rudd and Tina Fey in it that was like
the fucking it's something Date Night, is that what it is?
I never saw that one. Carell and Fey, but like I was talking about the one
Paul Rudd and Tina Fey.
Yeah, it's like teaches a weird college. I don't know. Admissions or some shit. I think that's what it's called. Admissions.
I've never heard of that. No,
it's not great.
Well, yeah, it sounds
from my memory,
horrible.
But I also might have been drunk when I watched it, but I thought it was going to be something like that instead of this like super weird. Yeah, so if you guys get a chance, check it out.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you laugh at least once ever during any of these episodes, you will really like that movie.
Yeah, it's a little more, it's better.
Yeah, yeah.
This podcast is like top 10, though.
Top 10.
All right, so... Let me start it off.
Yeah. Get your side. What about me? Number one.
All right. This first lady, Juno Temple.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all familiar with her.
Juno.
What was that?
I don't know. I was going to say something like Juno.
I know where it was going. All right. Juno Temple. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if we were both in Killer Joe and I was her fat-ass boyfriend.
Oh, shit. There you go.
My boyfriend, he's fat.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That movie's so fucking good.
I had a boyfriend once.
He was fat. Yeah. We didn't even, like, talk, but, like, we just knew that we were meant to be together.
We were meant. He was fat.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend. He was fat. Yeah. God, that movie's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's a great flick.
Check it out, man. Matthew McConaughey slaying... He's just a great dude.
Yeah.
I love McConaughey.
Slaying
pussy and life.
All right.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I completely agree. Okay. This girl I have is this like hipster looking chick who's got like, she's like partial suicide girl. I don't have her up right now. I'll show her to you in a minute. But she's got like that, you know, that new look where like, they dyed just a part of their hair, and it looks like it grew out.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like that light faded pink or purple they'll do.
Yeah. I think there's a term for it.
I don't know. I usually see that, and I think it's
I've
pretty
heard
dumb.
Mermaid hair thrown around a
mermaid
lot,
hair, okay.
But I don't know what that means. Really getting like, on the mic for that
It's like
one.
The tail of the hair is, you know, colorful, like a sparkly... mermaid tail, I guess,
sure.
And then the top is boring human hair, mermaid
sure.
hair.
I'll,
that makes sense.
I'll buy that.
Right?
I'll buy that.
I don't know. I usually think it's dumb for some reason, but then I also am really into it at the same time because I'm a sucker for colored hair. But,
And? Never mind.
Pitbull?
Nope.
What were you going to say?
I'll tell you off, Mike.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke I'm not happy with.
That's okay. But I guess this one works, actually, now that it's called mermaid hair. But she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I could hold my breath for over 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, how many times would she fuck David Blaine?
What?
Because he held his breath for like 9 minutes. So it's 9 times. Because 60 seconds is 1 minute. And then...
You think he'd just be a minute man underwater?
Yeah.
That's quite a recharge for 9 of them, too.
A what?
Recharge.
Oh.
That's quite a retard.
Like, whoa, man. Lee David, he's all right. I think he's okay, guy. He's probably pretty smart.
I just flushed her hair down the toilet.
There you go, buddy. That's a mermaid.
Oh, girl.
That's what she came up from, the toilet.
Is the toilet?
Yes. I already hate myself a lot. Me too. For this episode. All right, we're only 15 minutes in. 16:03. All right, my turn. I'm sorry. Were you done?
No, you're good. I am done. Yeah, you got it, man.
This next girl is a suicide girl. Shocker.
Shocker.
What? Shocker.
We need to get a sound effect that's like that's the equivalent of being like shocker. Like,
a record scratch?
I gotta get a record scratch for sure. Yeah, but because we do a lot of the same shit, mostly in the fact that there's probably been at least one or two suicide girls per episode.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just fucking suicide girls. Come on, we gotta like link up and I don't know. You can cross promote. Yeah, or something. I don't know. I hate myself so much. All right. So this girl, her name is Milo. I'm just going to go with Milo.
Okay.
Milo suicide. And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if are you going to the mall later?
All that build up for that?
Yeah, well, I got an actual one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just doing that to make you laugh. I know how much you like that movie. Yeah.
Sorry. You definitely know me very well.
No, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if...
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg. Oh.
Yeah. So,
not even if you kicked his water-loving ass?
Yeah. So two Adam Sandler references just for Jacob. Just...
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
From non-Jacob to Jacob.
Jacob to Jacob.
Yeah. Why did I say non? I'm fucking...
Non dead. Works the same, man. It's a non-denominational Jacob, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last one here. Let's finish this up. So, my wouldn't fuck me is Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And she wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Not even if...
Yep.
I owned a boat.
Ooh. Really? This is the long one.
I learned it by watching you.
So keeping that alive.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
There we go.
This is how it's done in Orange County.
Yeah. Oh, love the OC.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Okay. All right. Take this away from me.
Okay, 1 minute, yeah.
All right, well, that's it. Sorry, guys.
I'll tell you every single time. I really hope that at least you guys enjoy it. I highly doubt you do, but
yeah.
I always feel like a goddamn cheapskate every single time I do that, not even if I owned a boat.
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw the effort I put in to what just happened, and you can be like, yeah, he thought of that while he was at work. Yeah, that's what happened.
Maybe it's just one that, you know, it's such a classic
yeah.
that it'll stand the test of time through these entire episodes.
Maybe. Probably not, but who cares?
Probably not. Yeah, I don't.
Who cares? I'm fucking gay.
All right. We're gonna take a 60-second break with a Miss Cleo commercial. So hang in there.
R.I.P.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
Okay.
But you knew that?
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how. The baby looks just like him.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so you were in denial because he has a funny little chin, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and the baby have that same little chin.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-980-8637.
Mm. R.I.P.
Do you think that they discontinued that number?
I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention.
I want to call to see what happens.
It's just
her. Hey, it's me from beyond.
You've reached me from beyond.
What's up? Miss Cleo.
Yeah, her voice is just totally different. Yeah. What up, fam? I'm dead and shit.
Yeah.
People talking like this yet?
Well,
people
apparently she was yet? Like, wasn't I heard she was like not a real, like, the accent was fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, you know, what it, you know, I just read it on the internet.
All my accents are fake.
Yeah.
Except for this one.
Yeah.
Hello!
Oh, fuck off and die. Please. Yep. Oh. Wait, what is this?
Yeah, that's right. Guys are here. Oh, this?
Yeah.
It's just an iguana.
it's an iguana fart underscore iguana underscore fart underscore in underscore underscore bath.
I don't know why you had to read the underscores.
Because it's funnier. An iguana?
An iguana.
Did that? Wow.
Right? It's pretty aggressive.
I'd buy a pet. Yeah, I'd buy a pet iguana just for that.
Well, you just gonna own an iguana for the bathtub farts?
Yeah. Come here.
You're just throwing him in the tub?
Yeah.
He farts when he's scared?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
What's a poo fart? This one's spelled incorrectly.
Poot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I spelled fart wrong on that. I don't know why.
Yeah. I know why.
Because I wanted to.
Yeah.
That's so stinky fart.
Don't. Oh, okay.
Fart Brock's cheer?
I didn't write that one.
What?
That's just.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I found on a. Okay. All right. We're starting this.
That doesn't make any
we're
sense.
We're
going to
run out of them.
I know.
By the time we start this bit.
We're on a time limit. Sorry, I forget it.
So we're back. We're going to. Of course we are. We just.
As we're back,
we're gonna do a bit we've already done.
Yeah, we haven't stepped in the old time machine in a minute.
No, yeah, we had to fix it after.
After Elvis.
After Elvis.
Elvis took a real
crapper in it.
Yeah, a real 9/11 in that fucking. He really
9/11 to that time machine.
Yeah, he did.
And I got his. Yeah,
not a great guy.
No, I mean he left a lot of opiates in there though.
Yeah, and
Quaaludes.
And fucking, I don't know, jet fuel.
Hawaiian shirts. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hawaiian shirts is better.
Yeah, so we had to clean it out and get it fumigated. So, but yeah.
We got her working.
Yeah, we got her back. We got the time machine working again. And so we are going to take another trip. And this is just very random.
Yeah, we have a
so
bowl
we're gonna draw,
of fucking
yeah, we're
going
to draw from this bowl and figure out who and what.
Yes.
For the time machine. Okay, so first one, we're going to go see...
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, shit. Dude, oh, this is bad.
Should we do a different one?
Well,
I feel like the Dr. Seuss would be more fun if we could... We're going to do a different one than Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
we'll come back with
do
Seuss.
The rhyme.
Because I think it'd be funnier if we could write out some rhyme shit for
yeah.
it. Okay, so Bugs Bunny.
Different okay, that's fine. No, Bugs Bunny's fine. I like that.
Okay. But So Bugs Bunny and this might take a couple because we just have them all mixed together.
Yeah, we didn't think this through.
No,
we're fucking stupid.
The same bowl for. Okay, Bugs Bunny and Bugs Bunny is shitting his pants.
Oh, he's shitting his pants.
So
let's jump on this time machine and get her going.
All right,
fire that piece up.
Ready to jump in the time machine, and we're
hang on.
Off.
Fuck are we?
Oh man, we're in a cartoon.
Yeah, it looks
cartoon
weird.
World.
This is fucking weird.
Did they have a name for this place?
Animania.
Looney Tune Land?
Yeah, let's call it Looney Tune Land.
I think it's just
Land.
Called Looney Tune Land. That's what they say in Space Jam
sure.
at least.
Yeah.
See if we can look
yeah,
around.
Yeah, you think that's
here
a real road over there? You think that road's real?
It looks real, but it looks like it leads into a tunnel.
You know what? The only way to find out is to run full speed at it.
Okay, I'll do that. I wish we had sound effects.
Okay, do it, Jacob. Jacob's running towards the wall. Oh, no.
this is so stupid.
I think that means he went through.
Dude, I didn't make it, actually. Oh, you didn't make it? No, I flattened right against the wall.
Hey, what's that fucking... Oh.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, I was going to say that. Of course. Hey, Bugs.
What's up?
Been going hard on them carrots, man.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Turns my shit orange.
Yeah?
You are what you eat, they say.
Ooh, interesting.
At least your shit is what you eat.
Yeah?
They say, you know.
You all right? You look like you're sweating a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's all this fur.
All this fur.
I'm a very furry creature.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
You ever think about getting braces?
No, why would you ask that? That's really insensitive.
Your teeth look like shit.
Well, it's all the better to eat these carrots with, my dear.
Now we're just
crossed. I'm hopping through children's... I'm a rabbit. I hop through different shit.
Yeah, I know.
Voices, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... not rabbit season. I'm gonna make sure I don't get shot.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. How loony are you? Could you be a loony too, you think?
No. There's no joy in my life.
Oh, okay, that sucks.
Yeah.
I will tell you that these carrots go straight to your ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, I see a lot of fucking pebbles. It looks like a goddamn pile of jelly beans behind you, buddy.
Yeah, they're not jelly beans, though, don't.
Yeah, because rabbit shit. They're little balls.
Yeah, they're not. It's like, man, I'm telling you, I'm about to...
Yeah, I had two rabbits growing
shit
up,
shit these britches.
Yeah, it looks like you're doing it right now.
It's like a BB gun back there.
Yeah. It looks like the opposite of Miss Pac-Man. Just like, like your asshole Miss Pac-Man. She's just barfing. Just
throwing up.
Yeah.
Throwing up brown pellets.
Yeah, man, it's kind of... I hope you're okay.
I'm not okay.
Do you have dysentery?
I hope not.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
I mean, I don't know what comes from eating this many carrots. I think it's better. It's more okay for me because I'm a rabbit. But yeah.
Let's give you an eye test.
Okay.
Because carrots make your eyes real good and shit.
Yeah, I can see really far, but yeah. It makes it easier to see that I'm constantly shitting.
I was gonna say, there we go, buddy.
So, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you.
How flexible are you?
But flexible.
Yeah.
I can put my head between my legs.
Yeah? Can you get up in there and see what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I've done that a couple times. I'm good at burrowing into holes. Mm-hmm. Mine own as well.
Yeah. Because I feel like it looks like an avalanche just coming out from behind you.
Oh, yeah. It's like a running away from, like, thousands of Indiana Jones boulders.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I used to want to do a joke about how, like, an anal bead getting stuck in a girl's butt was like Indiana Jones boulder. But, you know... I don't really do dirty jokes.
Hey,
do you think that's funny, Bugs?
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny. You should give it the old give it a shot and give me some pants. I legit wish I had some pants to shit instead of just dirtying up dingleberries galore.
Hmm. What do you think about this Elma Fudd guy?
I think he's an idiot, and so it's fun to play tricks on him.
What do you think his fucking problem is?
He just likes to kill. He enjoys killing so much. He's also one of the only humans in Looney Tunes Land.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why can't he just kill
it's
other
fucking
humans?
Weird, man. Yeah, he probably killed them all. That's why he's like, I'm out of things to kill.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, personally, there's like a ton of weird like animals and furry space creatures and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He could be killing instead of rat. Like the one rat. I mean, I'm a talking rabbit.
Yeah.
You're going to kill the only talking rabbit, maybe one of a couple?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finna make some more with Lola.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
She's a looker, right?
And keep your fucking eyes off of her, punk.
Oh, wow. You're going to fuck her while you're shitting?
Wow. Yeah, yeah I will.
Yeah?
I'm going to be shooting pebbles. It's good.
Shooting fruity pebbles?
I'm going to be shooting from both ends of my waist.
That's good, man. All right? That's like a... Shit, I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know how to differentiate when I'm Bugs and me now either.
Yeah.
No, this got really...
Jacob has some questions for you.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what's up, queer?
Yeah, I come back as myself, but like, hey, well, it's me, Jake. You're Bugs now.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Anyway, all right.
I'm bad now because I'm shitting.
Oh, shit, man. I've been listening. I've been like dodging bullets from behind.
Speaking of bullets...
I learned it by watching you.
Damn it, that's not the one I wanted. It's okay. Anyways, ask me some questions. I'm fucking Bugs Bunny, bitch.
Oh yeah. I don't know, man. What do you do with your little pebbles?
Oh, I usually just feed them to the fucking. I feed them to Daffy. That's why he fucking has a lisp, because he's just licking shit between his cheeks all day. Yeah, I hate that fucking piece of shit. You know how racist he is?
That's why you're always blowing his beak off and flipping it around.
Daffy is just.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I hate Daffy Duck.
Okay. More than Elmer Fudd?
Yeah. You know who I hate the most? Oh, this is Casey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Bugs, we might give it a minute. We're trying to talk here.
Let's not get into it.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Yeah, it's me, Bugs Bunny, again. fucking Space Jam sucks.
I will say, you didn't like Space Jam,
no,
Bugs?
They didn't pay me shit, and Michael Jordan smells like fucking tuna fish. I don't know.
Would he eat a lot of sandwiches? A lot of tuna
I'll
fish casserole?
I'll tell you what he likes to do. He can gamble.
Yeah?
Speaking of gambling...
Jesus, Bugs.
That was me.
Oh my god.
Really gambling just standing
there. He's like
here.
A fucking laser out of your ass.
Yeah. I need to go to an outhouse, man. Or at least a rabbit. A rabbit hole.
Yeah, I mean, maybe don't just hang out outside.
Yeah.
I will tell you though, Bugs.
Yes.
I don't shoot pellets, but for some reason I have this weird feeling that carrots make me just get the shits quite a bit.
Well, you know what you should do?
Hmm?
Kill yourself.
Ah, sound like my dad.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, right. I gotta go fucking eat my kids.
Oh no!
That's what happens when a human touches rabbits.
I shouldn't have been petting them this whole
no,
time.
No, Lenny, I told you not to.
Oh man, that was my nickname in college. Shit. Just
all
because
right.
of that.
Coupon, we gotta get out of here.
All right, dude. Let's quick hop in the fucking
time machine, dude. Bugs.
I hated that asshole.
Yeah.
I used to like that dude.
No. You know what happens with this bit is we just realize our heroes are just bad people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd say Elvis was ever a hero of
no,
mine.
No, never a hero.
But I at least thought he'd have better things to say than everything that I've already heard him say throughout the years, you know?
Yeah.
And with Bugs, I figured he'd be less crass.
Yeah, like, he was
all
really
it was
mean,
was about
man.
Shitting and, you know, how he hated people and everything like that.
Well, I feel like when you do a kid show for as long as you...
Oh, you
as
know
long
what?
As he has, he's like, he just has to get it out.
When the
like,
cameras are off.
It has to come out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't think about that. That's...
Yeah.
He's all right. I get it then. I guess good for him in the sense, you know, who knows what Mr. Rogers did after the cameras were off.
Oh, do you ever hear that rumor that he had like tatted head to toe?
I actually heard rumors that he was like the coolest dude.
Oh yeah, I don't believe like, I believe that. I don't believe that fucking tatted head to toe
the
shit.
The tatted thing, I think it'd be
it's
funny
a fucking
if
lie.
He just had silly ass tattoos though.
Yeah.
Not like kids' tattoos, but
this one says who farted.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking
exactly.
amazing.
He just had tattoos like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, that would kill me.
Not.
Yeah, I bet you was probably cool.
All right. Well, so, I feel like
time
I also,
for a palate cleanse.
Yeah, I also feel like maybe we could plan those out a little more. I think maybe drawn from the bucket.
I don't think so.
No,
no.
Just a horrible impersonations
yeah,
and.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing is. Neither of us can do impressions.
Not at all.
No.
Not at fucking all.
No.
The
only thing I knew about Bugs Bunny is he said, "What's up, What's Doc?" Up? And then fucking, and then Space Jam. I was never into Looney Tunes.
I used to watch Looney Tunes all the time,
I was
and I
never
just
into
legit
it,
blanked on every single thing he's ever said.
No. Hey, the only Looney Tunes character I liked was Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, yeah. He would have been a hard one to meet because he would have just made a lot of noise.
Yeah, he would have just been trying to blow us the whole time. That's what he does. That's why he's spinning around. He's, no, I won't blow you. That's why he's like shaking his head so furiously.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to try to blow us.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to, so he's shaking his head so furiously that he's spinning around.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, man. It's a defense mechanism.
Okay.
He knows he's his own worst enemy.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break with 30 seconds of...
What is it?
This is Trey.
This is Trey. This is crew. Here he is. What he do? Sitting here hugging the block and smoking weed. Hands spinning on the clock. Look at Trey. He never leaves. Just sit day and day and day and day. Do his time. Listen to his man's rhyme. Tell him how to be a man. He listens out but ain't got no plan. He only listens, never plays, never think, never say what he wants or what he needs. Just sit some more and smoke that weed. I wonder if he'll ever leave.
You can talk. I'll talk.
Oh,
is it over? Oh, shit. I'll talk.
Uncut.
Do you have an idea, actually?
For the... Yeah.
Okay.
I write it down.
So, and we're back. yeah. So, that was it. What was it? Who's Trey?
This is Trey. What he do? Smoke okay. some weed. How about you? It's a rap yeah. about not doing drugs.
Oh. All right, whatever.
This is Trey. This is crew. Here he is. What he do?
Now we have to listen. Oh, it does stop?
No, I can
okay.
stop it. Yeah.
Okay.
We just replay it. Like,
yeah, I was like, come on.
Yeah, we clearly weren't listening to the yeah. whole thing.
AIDS! Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't written anything down for the name of the episode, so sorry. I'll think of something. No, I won't. I just like going to, I get like tunnel vision during this shit and like can't remember it. Like, I literally don't remember a goddamn thing I've said so far. I'm sure I regret it,
yeah.
But I just don't remember it. I just don't.
That works out pretty well in that sense, so that you just don't realize it. Don't re-listen to them.
No, I you know? Refuse to. Because, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, like I'll remember parts. I was like, oh, yeah, that was really... No, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, yeah, I was a little drunk. Oh, yeah, I was really fucking high. Yeah, I'm a fucking retard.
Maybe I should have done that.
Yeah. Fucking... Anyways...
Mm. Back yeah. to an old classic here.
Oldie but goodie, as the people say.
Yeah, yeah, you know, sure. It's we're going to do some...
No jumping in the sewer!
I don't think we've ever played that one.
I don't think so either. We're not gonna go jumping in the sewer, but what we are going to be doing is giving you some...
Oh, somersault jump!
Notepad rejects!
Ooh, some shitty fucking jokes.
Some shitty jokes.
Some shitty jokes I wrote when I was really lonely in high school.
Oh, you got some high schoolers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my old fucking notebook from high school, man.
I wish I had my super old one. I never did it in high school, though.
Oh, I did. They are... Bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu.
Ooh, he's trying!
Bad.
At least you were trying.
Exactly.
That's all that matters, I think.
Yep, sure.
All right, so well, I think I did that one.
Yeah?
What do you want? Do you want to start it off or do you want me to?
I'll start her off.
Okay.
This was an oldie. Actually, I wrote this one in college, and I remember I was like, I like this joke, and I tried it once, and no one laughed, and I was like, I'm never telling it again. Because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I saw it the other day, and I was like, you know what? I think it's just, sorry.
I don't care.
I think it's just one of those where it's like, oh, this is just for me. Like one of those that I like, but doesn't always do well.
So I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep saying it, but even though I know it's not going to work, I'm still going to enjoy it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I like that.
There's too much. I don't even know why I had to do a fucking preface for that. But anyways, it's a dotted line is just a regular line with a stutter.
Okay. I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
It's easy. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Simple.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
That was fucking perfect.
That was perfect.
And I literally just hit one. That I was like, that's way too much writing.
That'd be better if you did that, if you screamed at people like that after you told that joke.
And that would totally work out here. That would fucking work.
Yeah, if you blame
how pathetic is that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I just... Yeah, no, that's something I'm not a huge fan of is the...
My wife.
Here's a joke, and it's cute, and then see? Going, ooh, whoop, yeah, it was dumb, because I'm a dummy. Yeah. Ooh, good.
Poke, 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 poke. Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I lost my page. You're up, boyfriend.
Okay. This one, I think I feel like I did these ones.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
Tell me if I did this one.
Okay.
Goddamn
helicopter.
But I had a, I had this thing where I was trying to write a joke a couple different ways, talking about how growing up, my parents would always assure me that the divorce wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, yeah, I know. I wasn't the miscarriage.
Oh, I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of different endings for that one that I've tried, like, mm-hmm. but none of them seem great.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out. I have another one about saying uncle, like when you're wrestling.
Yeah.
And I've written that like six different ways, and I haven't found a way that I like it yet.
Yeah. Because
it's either way too aggressive,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't explain itself well enough.
Yeah.
But it's like the whole premise is like...
I'm not going to say uncle while you're fucking me.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of thing, yeah. In a sense, you know, like,
yeah,
very weird. I think I had one where it was like, you know, when I would wrestle people at school, every time they'd, you know, go to finish me off, they'd always tell me to say uncle, which felt weird because I was so used to saying dad.
But, oh, I like
it's
that.
Just a little dark.
Yeah.
I have enough dad fucking jokes, too.
Yeah, getting fucked by your dad, fucking your dad.
Right.
Him telling you he's proud of you.
Yeah.
It's a good mix. It's a good eclectic
I think,
mix.
Did I tell that one before, the growing up one? I might have said it to you outside of the cast.
Yeah, probably.
Did I say it on this one?
No, not on the cast.
Okay.
No.
Well, I said another one afterwards, so that
works, we pretty much
just in case.
Fucking tell each other, hey, I had a,
you like this?
I had a thought.
Yeah.
Here it is. Ugh. God, I hate myself.
I'm gonna make that say uncle joke work at some point, though.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
That one never did.
I think you could. How many of these are we gonna do?
We just do a couple. We're running close to the end here.
Okay. That one's pretty much stylistically this one's similar to the previous one. This is dumb. I want to tweet this joke, but I also just fucking... I am so fucking tired of goddamn 90s references.
Uh-huh.
That I just, like...
You don't even want to touch them right now?
Yeah, I'm just like, God damn it. Yeah. But, so anyways, I'll swallow my pride. And so it'd be a character where it's like, this is Russ Tyler from the Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kenan Thompson's character.
Right.
This is him getting to second base with a girl. And he goes, watch out, boys. It's knuckle fuck time.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is funny.
I think
but
it's
like,
funny.
It's been like, how many goddamn open mics do we go to where someone's just like, and then I was like,
oh, yeah.
Full House.
Yeah.
Just like shit like that where it's just like, Jesus Christ, could you fucking write a joke?
Well, now I'm not sure if I'm paranoid about mine, but I think you might have done that one on the cast.
The knuckle fuck?
Yeah.
No, I've told you that.
Okay, you just told me?
No, yeah, I've told you
Jesus
that.
Christ, we're fucking... How did we think that this would ever work? Like,
I
think you would have told me that. Well, that's because I did. I just didn't...
No, I just told you that. Yeah. No, I told you that before, but... Yeah. Now I remembered because I, like... Because of my very intricate filing system on my phone.
Oh, okay, good. Well, because I made this thing to, like, check them off, but I think I might have just missed some...
Oh, gotcha.
But, okay, I got one where I wanted to find a way of, you know, making up a story about talking to a girl, and this girl was like more into me than usual because she thought that I had a wedding band tan line.
Yeah.
Like I had just gotten divorced or I was like a pig or something, like whichever one would work better. But then I was getting so lucky with it, like the fact that people, like, she thought I was just getting divorced was getting me more play than me just not being married ever.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have the heart to tell her that it wasn't from a wedding ring, it was from a yo-yo string.
That's better than where my mind went.
Well, where was yours going?
Mine was going real hacky. You ever heard of, like, the wristwatch, where, like, you wrap your dick around your wrist? And like show people.
Yeah,
like,
hey, I would just wrap it around my one finger.
Yeah, and it's like that. Your dick is like so thin that like it looks like it's the width of a wedding band.
So your head went directly to me having like a pencil thin dick.
Yeah, fucking. Not
that
even,
I just wrap my finger around so that I
spaghetti noodle, not pool noodle.
You know, yeah. You know how people like wrap bows around their fingers to remember shit. Yep. This one just reminds me constantly that I have a weird spaghetti cock. Yeah. Good. Oh,
dude,
that's good.
I appreciate
that.
Bring back to the yo-yo thing.
Did you guys have, okay, like legit in like third grade, we had like a whole, like a school-wide assembly and like people just sold us yo-yos?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a whole laser light show with yo-yos
shit,
and everything.
Dude, I went out and fucking bought a brain yo-yo.
Dude, me too. You know? I was all about yo-yos.
Yeah, me too.
I had like a butterfly and shit.
Sucked. Oh, you had a butterfly?
I would go to this store, this local store that sold yo-yos and hobby shit.
Yeah.
And you could take classes.
How much do you think those cost?
I don't know, like $40?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I can't believe my mom fucking did that.
Yeah, me neither.
She just fucking...
And drive me to the shit. Like,
yeah.
You go and they...
drive to Lansing.
You talk to the dude and he watches you like walk the dog or like do this and... after you check it off, you win like shit. Mm-hmm.
Fucking ridiculous, man.
It's insane.
Goddamn scam.
Total skank. Skank. Skank scam.
Yeah. What do you think? Great.
You want to do one more? Or?
One more? One more for the core? What do you want? A one-liner or like something like
that? I
want to
do
longer?
A really awful one-liner. By awful, I mean awful, like not appropriate.
Oh, I don't have any. Okay, I don't know. This one we can at least discuss. I think this is... I don't know. This is like... I didn't even like... In order to get this joke to work, like, it has... like there's... I think there's has to be, like, a lot of setup. And,
okay.
And the amount of setup...
The payoff wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the amount of setup is so much that I didn't even write it down.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, with fuck
that,
it.
All I had written for the finger thing was just, like, I didn't have the heart to tell her it was from a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Like...
So, yeah. So, basically, like, the joke is, like, you know the jerk-off technique, stranger, where you just sit on your hand until it goes numb, and then you jerk off, and it feels like you're being jerked off by a stranger.
Which isn't true.
I've never done it.
It's not true.
Okay.
It never goes numb enough. It just feels tingly.
Yeah, maybe if you, like,
you
put it in, like...
circulation. You get, like, it's like a tingly mitt jerk-off, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the sensation's more in your hands than your dick.
Yeah, and it feels weird. It's like, when you're jerking off, it's more like you're... And it doesn't last very long because you're shaking circulation. And, and it doesn't last very long because you just squirt immediately.
Ooh, squirt.
You just fucking go immediately. But
everything goes.
No, it's because, I mean, you know, you're shaking blood back into your hand. And so your hand
I hear you. I hear you, sister.
You're starting to feel it more and more.
I hear you, sister. But, so.
Yeah.
So disrespectful. In the middle of this brilliant bit.
Sorry, keep going. That was really funny. So the stranger.
No, that's so good. So I want to do one that's based on that, but it's called the is stranger, where you just write dad on your hand and jerk off.
I like that.
I like it too.
I like
but like,
that
I'm
a lot.
Just like, God damn it. Like, it takes so fucking long to get there.
You gotta
like,
build the whole thing just in case no one has heard of the. Well, because there's always like, what? A handful of people that don't know certain weird sex moves and shit.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'll try it out one of these days. I think it's kind of funny. But also, you know me.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
That's not what I wanted.
I know.
Donkey Kong
That's
sucks.
Not what I wanted either.
You nope. like that?
We're on the goddamn wrong page. That's what I want. Yeah! Hold on, one more.
Double the fuck play, you pussy! Yeah!
I do like that one.
Good, that's good.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm gonna do this one.
Go ahead, sir.
I used to do this on stage, but I would never. I never said it out loud. I found this. I used to do that silly thing where I'd invite somebody up and have them say the really.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Shit.
I like that. Yeah, the comedy stunt double.
Yeah, that way I didn't have to take the heat for it.
That was good.
But there's one.
You did it at the Funnies and it was really good.
I don't know if I want to.
Gay.
It was also that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to read this one. It's I guess it's not a reject if I did it in the things.
No, I mean, I've told jokes that I've done on stage before, and they just don't work. That's like that's all it is.
Yeah, it's I mean,
just
this one will never work unless
just jokes that we don't tell regularly.
Yeah,
like, that we don't have any confidence in.
In the stunt double thing, it sort of worked, but it's just too haggard on purpose. Do you think that the phrase "hang 10"
I remember this
was
one.
Popular during slavery?
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Most of all.
Oh, there's a tag to
terrible.
It?
No.
Oh, I thought
no. I was just going to say, most of all...
Yeah, I remember that
really
one.
Really offensive and terrible.
I remember that one. I think you came up with that joke while we were at a What Elephant gift party. And you said it to me. Like, we were sitting on opposite couches, and you said it to me. And the girl I brought to the party was like, I didn't like that joke.
I didn't like that joke.
Yeah, and we also didn't hang out after that night. So it's all your fault.
Well, sorry.
Sorry, it's fine.
Get off the gay page.
Yeah, I know.
All they are is gay.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Well, I'm glad I could help. I'm glad I could bring this to a screeching halt.
I hear you, buddy.
But,
Getting in that pussy hole. You could have the pussy, just save me the howl.
Just introducing you guys to all of our new of show. This is still one of my favorite fucking lines of anything.
Kick his water loving ass, Greg.
That's a good one too.
Kick his water loving ass is so good to me. But
yeah.
All right, so now we are at the point of the episode where we are going to name the Name the episode.
Let me go first. I didn't write a goddamn thing down.
Okay. You're going to try to come up with some ideas. I came up with two, and I think
Let's hear them. One
I'm really psyched about. One is now I'm going to go eat my kids.
That's a good one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think this one would be a lot of fun, because I'm also thinking about it in the sense of me making the poster for it.
Okay.
And this one is just Mr. Rogers' tattoo. Who farted?
I like that.
I think I could do quite a bit
with
that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Not quite a bit, but one thing for sure.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Go with that one?
Yeah, let's do that, buddy.
Awesome. All right, we're gonna work with that. We got a couple of pretty neat things coming up for you guys. Some bits that we're working on that take a little more writing.
Yeah.
So they're not as all over the place.
Horrible as that Bugs Bunny shit. I thought we fucking killed
him. I think it was great, man.
I don't care.
I'm going to be surprised if I don't get a call from Warner Brothers about...
Ooh, blah, 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 that's all your fucking podcast, you chodes.
I was going to say get hired to do Bugs Bunny's new voice.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
You know? But, I guess stay tuned. We got some neat shit coming up. We're also doing something. If you haven't added us on Twitter or Instagram, go check that out, or Facebook. We're going to be doing something where we're giving out free coasters. Koozies, yeah. We're going to be giving away free koozies that say How Sadness the Podcast, have the logo on it.
It's like a built-in coaster.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. It's an all-around coaster. Mm-hmm. Coaster with the moster.
God, I hate myself.
Koozie
with the floozy.
Hey, okay. If you're a floozy, take this koozie. I'm just going to finish saying I'm a fucking idiot.
Floozy's a bad word, right?
I don't think it's like a bad word. It's just kind of rude.
Degrading.
Call someone a floozy. Yeah, because we haven't said anything else. Listen, I didn't just
I stand
finish
by
Notepad
all the
Rejects
gay
with a fucking hanging joke.
Oh, yeah, that's
ugh.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want the chance to get a free koozie, all you're gonna have to do is follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and then go and rate and review us on iTunes, and then I will send one your way. So pay attention to the fucking social media shit and all the instructions, and everything will be on there. And there's some free shit coming your way, and we're gonna try to do that every once in a while to. Keep some neat shit coming to you guys, and
tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell dead people.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Tell your children.
You know, if you got any fucking criticisms, I love getting shit on. So
yeah, sure.
I'm gonna go hang out with Bugs Bunny some more.
Yeah.
Now you got anything to say there, Casey?
Just my name on Twitter and Instagram,
Casey Stoddard. Casey _ Stoddard.
All lowercase. Cora.
Cora.
Yes.
Was that
Cora Coco? It's a friend of mine's dog, and she wanted me to say her name to see if she would recognize my voice on the podcast. So
there you go,
Cora. The fuck are you doing?
One more,
Coco. That's all.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. Mine is at Jacob Alan Kuban, ALAN, Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yes.
And
OG Hot Dog Penis.
OG Hot Dog Penis on Twitter. Not at, but just whatever. And go check out Moist Clothing and Junk. I would very much appreciate it. and get you looking fly. So thanks again for listening and putting up with fucking everything.
Yeah, we're sorry about everything.
See you guys next week. Very sorry about everything.
So sorry.
Oh, goodness.
My wife.
My wife? Your wife.
Climbing in the window, get dressed, let's go. Take your brother's car keys, bye-bye.